When Brent Wilson started as a probation officer 10 years ago, he was managing over 100 cases. The state's average caseload has since dropped to about 66, but he says officers are expected to spend more time helping probationers with finding jobs and housing. Quality time that, Wilson says, can keep ex-offenders from returning to prison.
The more time you have to spend on any individual, I think, is going to pay dividends for us in the future.
Wilson describes the job as a balancing act. One side requires a watchdog mentality to track high-risk probationers. The other demands an open-minded compassion to help offenders rehabilitate back into society. In between are the necessary duties of court visits, home inspections, and piles of paperwork.
You have to be able to multitask, but this job really brings new meaning to that word or that phrase. It's not easy to plan a day and then see that plan actually happen.
Easing the burden on probation officers is a goal this session for Anchorage Representative Chris Tuck. He thinks targeting their caseloads is key to curbing prison reentry rates.
When parolees do fall through the cracks, that's where they end up, is in prison. And prison is way more expensive than parole officers.
Tuck introduced House Bill 22 to set a maximum limit of 60 cases per officer. But he says due to the state's current budget deficit, the bill could not provide funds to hire more staff. Department of Corrections Commissioner Ronald Taylor says capping the caseload at 60 is not realistic without increasing the budget.
So there's some issues that we would have to work through in the caseload bill overall to ensure that that fairness is there and that balance is there for the department to be able to manage the resources appropriately.
Taylor says the department has reduced the average caseload in Anchorage from 120 to 85 in the last few years by helping people get services that reduce their likelihood to reoffend, such as drug treatment and education. The number of offenders in Alaska to complete a drug treatment program has increased by over 90% since 2011.
And what we've learned in the past, when we have not connected people to programming, when we focused solely on the surveillance and enforcement aspect of it, that we get more failure in our system.
Taylor says House Bill 22 does not take into account the state's vast range of caseloads. For example, he says an officer in Sitka may have an average caseload of about 30, while an officer in Nome is handling up to 90 cases. 11 other states have set regulations on officer caseloads. Arizona's cap is 65, but the probation officers in Maricopa County have a cap of about 60.
The job is not what it was 15 years ago when we were just checking off things and making sure people were doing what they were supposed to do.
Kirsten Lewis has been a probation officer in Maricopa County for 18 years. She says her ideal caseload would be in the low 40s due to the more personal relationship expected between officers and offenders.
The more that we can treat them in a fair, firm, and caring way, it's a protective factor for recidivism.
House Bill 22 had a hearing in the House State of Affairs Committee on Tuesday. Committee Chairman Bob Lynn says he's in favor of reducing caseload numbers. He compared the predicament to teacher classroom sizes. Finding the magic number that promotes efficiency is no simple task. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.